Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Happy Friday morning.
Good.
I'm working on it.
Now, wait a minute. That wasn't an accident. Okay.
I'm working on it.
That was not a slip. Feels like Friday. Feels like something else. Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's Monday morning.
It is Monday morning.
And we in Florida, are recovering from sort of a chaotic weekend.
It was kind of chaotic.
The end of last week was very chaotic. It's chaotic because we had this storm, Matthew came through. And you never know exactly where these storms are going to travel. And so, but you must prepare.
Right.
And so we were all wondering, well, should the schools close? Should the athletic events be stopped? Should we stock up on essentials? And so you do, you prepare. Well, and school was called.
Yeah,
the last Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday was canceled, which threw everybody out of sync. Threw everything off.
Right, and so you're off schedule. You're off kilter. It throws you off your whatever program, whatever goals you're pursuing, turns them upside down.
Right. And I know for me, it sort of led into a really challenging weekend.
It was.
You know, usually we look at the weekend as a time to recover and refresh and reconnect, all those things that we usually talk about. And that did not happen for me this weekend at all.
Didn't happen. No. You continue to be a little bit out of focus, and you're trying to catch up on things, and you have all this food in the refrigerator that you stocked up on, and you know. And so it is. The disruption continues into the weekend. But most of all, as you say, you're out of sync.
Right.
You're thrown off course, and so here we are. Here we are Monday.
Yes. You
know, Monday morning.
Trying to get back into it.
Right.
You know, with all of that happened at the end of last week, and then for me, I came into the office to do a little bit of work on Saturday morning and was going to leave to go pick up my son because we had a soccer tournament this weekend, and my car wouldn't start.
Which adds to it. Right.
Mm-hmm. I hate car trouble.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And so my car still won't start because, I had to get home. So that we were out of town all day Saturday for a tournament, and then didn't get home until Saturday night, and then had to go back Sunday morning for the rest of the tournament.
Right.
And we made it to the championship game, which was great, but that meant that we didn't get home until later on Sunday.
That's the two-sided coin.
That is
of
the
athletics.
Two-sided coin.
You know, my daughter had a tennis tournament this weekend, and as long as you keep winning, you keep playing.
Yeah.
And so it was an entire day. Wonderful that she's winning, but you devote a day to that.
Right.
So whatever else you were going to do had to get put in abeyance
while
we attend our kids' athletic competitions.
Yeah.
But that adds to you're right, it adds to the confusion, adds to the chaos, adds to the disruption.
Right. And so then you're you know, out in the sun all day, so that drains you.
Right.
And then, of course, get back home. I got back home last night and my Jeep still won't start.
Still wouldn't start.
So I got to figure out something with that today. And it's just, so today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about how to recover from the weekend, how to recover from a really challenging bad weekend.
Right. Yeah, because I woke up my daughter this morning to get her up, to get her out to go to school. She's a high school student, and she just didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
They reflect the same things,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Except they don't have the skill set that we do to deal with these things. So she just was tired and would have gladly stayed in bed this morning and not gone to school.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure. So let's talk about a couple of things that we can do to sort of refocus. And I know that I'm working through some of these things this morning and I've already tried to get some of that going. And the first thing, of course, is, you know, first thing Monday morning is to get back into your routine. You know, we have a workday routine that we kind of flow into and it gets going really well. And so the first thing that we can do to recover from that challenging weekend is to get back into that routine and get back to what we find as normal.
That's right. This morning, the first thing I did is I went and looked at my schedule for the week. You know, what is this week going to look like work-wise?
Yeah.
What do I have to be? What do I have to do? What is my daily schedule? What patients do we have to see? What about my teaching? What about my classes? So you sort of change your mindset by thinking about your work week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What has to be accomplished this week?
Yeah. So get back to your routine, and that will help you sort of get through that out of routine weekend.
That's right. That's right. Because what you want to do, most importantly, you want to get back into your routine, all of your routines.
Right. The second thing is kind of going along with that is, you know, getting your mind reset. And we've talked about that a lot of times about, you know, as it relates to exercising and eating right and making sure you get enough sleep and all of that. Getting back into, again, that part of your routine as well.
Right.
So get your mind reset by going for a walk. This morning, oh my gosh, it felt terrific outside.
The air's lighter.
The air was lighter.
They promised it would be after the storm came through.
Yeah, it really pulled out a lot of the humidity and everything. Mm-hmm. So get outside and walk and exercise just to breathe some of that fresh air because that's going to help you reset as well.
Right. Reset, I think, is really, really important. You can get back on your routine, but you have to, we should come up with some little song to reset, you know, some little ditty that you can say, you know, it's time to get back on your...
I don't think they want either one of us.
Oh, I do. I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do. No, but to get some little thing where you can start to get back on those routines of food, your food plan, your exercise plan, you know, how do you get back to it now that you've been thrown off for a couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and then the third thing is to reflect a little bit. Yeah. Okay, so we need to look back and try to see if we can turn that challenging weekend into something a little bit more positive.
Right.
So look back at it. What happened? Why did it happen? What could you have changed, if anything? And maybe most importantly, what could you do to prevent that challenging of a weekend from happening again?
Right, yeah, because we're talking about our chaos was created by a storm, natural disaster, which we had no control over.
Right.
However, a lot of weekends... are thrown into disarray just because of poor planning or we didn't anticipate something. So when after you've reset, once you get back on track, you want to what was the third thing you want to what word
to
use?
Reflect. You want to look back and see what happened that could have predicted that the challenging weekend was going to happen, and so how can you prevent it from happening again?
Well, we normally work on early Saturday mornings. We come in, our families are sleeping, and so we come in and do some work before they get up and start their Saturday. And one night I stayed out too late on a Friday night, mm-hmm. and I did not want to come in here. So when I thought about the weekend, I thought, okay, I can't stay out that late on Friday nights, and because that throws off Saturday.
Right.
Okay. And so reflect. Look at what you did, what you might do differently, if you ate too much, if you drank too much, if you stayed up too late, so that it doesn't happen the next weekend.
You want to stay
on course even on the weekends, even though you're going to be off a little.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to stay on course, so you don't want to have these weekend blowouts where it just disrupts you and it takes until Monday or Tuesday. It's like when we would take our children, young children. You know, you send them to a babysitter, you send them to their grandparents for the weekend, mm-hmm. and it takes a couple of days to get them back on schedule. It's the same thing for us. It takes so don't have such a big blowout that it takes you until Tuesday or Wednesday to get back on schedule.
Well, you know, and that results in or leads to something really important as well, that we wake up in, or I know that I wake up at about the same time on the weekends that I do during the work week.
Yeah,
and it's pretty early, but I usually go to bed right around the same time on the weekends that I do during the work week. And they say that for our brains to function and to get into that routine and for us to have the access to our brain the way that we want to have access to it, one of the things we do need to do is to be as consistent with those routines and practices as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to get up at about the same time every day. It's never made sense to me to have to get up at 6 o'clock during the week and then on the weekends you sleep until 9. Well, then Monday is going to really be a challenge
because your brain
you got to get back up at 6 again.
Right.
And so if you sleep till 9, that means it's going to be harder for you to get to sleep at a reasonable time that night. And so trying to stay on a similar or consistent of a routine as possible is really important. But
Your brain will do whatever you want. I mean, it'll adapt to whatever circadian rhythm you force onto it. But why push it? You know, it's so much easier if you just go to bed about the same time and get up about the same time. It's a much more tranquil existence.
Absolutely.
There are times when you can't avoid that, but most times you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So those are the three things. When you had a challenging weekend, you know, get back into your routine. You know, get yourself reset. You know, get back into, you know, taking care of yourself, eating well, exercising, and then of course reflecting back on the weekend and seeing what you can learn from it, because that's really the ultimate goal is to learn from the challenges that we experience so that we can do better next time.
Right.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, that's it for today. Those are the big recommendations for the day. And we'll be back tomorrow with with mental health in the news.
Right.
I found a couple of great articles. Yeah. So we have a number of things that are
some
possible topics for tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. So stay tuned, and we will be back early in the morning for another episode.
Right.
All right.
See you in the morning.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good day.